Jeremiah chapter 51. The miseries that shall fall upon Babylon from the midst. The destruction of her idols. 51:1. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up as it were a pestilential wind against Babylon and against the inhabitants thereof, who have lifted up their heart against me. 51:2. And I will send to Babylon fanners, and they shall fan her, and shall destroy her land. For they are come upon her on every side in the day of her affliction. 51:3. Let not him that bendeth, bend his bow, and let not him go up that is armed with a coat of mail. Spare not her young men, destroy all her army. 51:4. And the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and the wounded in the regions thereof. 51:5. For Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by their God the Lord of hosts, but their land hath been filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. 51:6. Flee ye from the midst of Babylon, and let every one save his own life. Be not silent upon her iniquity, for it is the time of revenge from the Lord. He will render unto her what she hath deserved. 51:7. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the hand of the Lord, that made all the earth drunk. The nations have drunk of her wine, and therefore they have staggered. 51:8. Babylon is suddenly fallen, and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain, if so she may be healed. 51:9. We would have cured Babylon, but she is not healed. Let us forsake her, and let us go every man to his own land. Because her judgment hath reached even to the heavens, and is lifted up to the clouds. 51:10. The Lord hath brought forth our justices. Come, and let us declare in sin the work of the Lord our God. 51:11. Sharpen the arrows, fill the quivers. The Lord hath raised up the spirit of the kings of the midst, and his mind is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. 51:12. Upon the walls of Babylon set up the standard, strengthen the watch. Set up the watchmen, prepare the ambushes. For the Lord hath both purposed, and done all that he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. 51:13. Know thou that dwellest upon many waters, rich in treasures, thy end is come for thy entire destruction. 51:14. The Lord of hosts hath sworn by himself, saying, I will fill thee with men as with locusts, and they shall lift up a joyful shout against thee. 51:15. He that made the earth by his power, that hath prepared the world by his wisdom, and stretched out the heavens by his understanding. 51:16. When he uttereth his voice the waters are multiplied in heaven. He lifteth up the clouds from the ends of the earth, he hath turned lightning into rain, and hath brought forth the wind out of his treasures. 51:17. Every man is become foolish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by his idol, for what he hath cast is a lie, and there is no breath in them. 51:18. They are vain works, and worthy to be laughed at. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. 51:19. The portion of Jacob is not like them. For he that made all things he it is, and Israel is the scepter of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. 51:20. Thou dashest together for me the weapons of war, and with thee I will dash nations together, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. 51:21. And with thee I will break in pieces the horse, and his rider, and with thee I will break in pieces the chariot, and him that getteth up into it. 51:22. And with thee I will break in pieces man and woman, and with thee I will break in pieces the old man and the child, and with thee I will break in pieces the young man and the virgin. 51:23. And with thee I will break in pieces the shepherd and his flock, and with thee I will break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee I will break in pieces captains and rulers. 51:24. And I will render to Babylon, and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil, that they have done in sin, before your eyes, saith the Lord. 51:25. Behold, I come against thee, thou destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which corruptest the whole earth. And I will stretch out my hand upon thee, and will roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. 51:26. And they shall not take of thee a stone for the corner, nor a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be destroyed forever, saith the Lord. 51:27. Set you up a standard in the land, sound with the trumpet among the nations. Prepare the nations against her. Call together against her the kings of Ararat, many, and Asenaz. Number Taphs are against her, Bring the horse of the stinging locust. 51:28. Prepare the nations against her, the kings of Media, their captains, and all their rulers, and all the land of their dominion. 51:29. And the land shall be in a commotion, and shall be troubled. For the design of the Lord against Babylon shall awake, to make the land of Babylon desert and uninhabitable. 51:30. The valiant men of Babylon have forborne to fight, they have dwelt in holds. Their strength hath failed, and they are become as women. Her dwelling places are burnt, her bars are broken. 51:31. One running post shall meet another, and messenger shall meet messenger, to tell the king of Babylon that his city is taken from one end to the other. 51:32. And that the forts are taken, and the marshes are burnt with fire, and the men of war are affrighted. 51:33. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a thrashing floor, this is the time of her thrashing. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. 51:34. Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon hath eaten me up, he hath devoured me. He hath made me as an empty vessel. He hath swallowed me up like a dragon, he hath filled his belly with my delicate meats, and he hath cast me out. 51:35. The wrong done to me, and my flesh be upon Babylon, saith the habitation of Sin, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, saith Jerusalem. 51:36. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will judge thy cause, and will take vengeance for thee, and I will make her seed desolate, I will dry up her spring. 51:37. And Babylon shall be reduced to heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment and a hissing, because there is no inhabitant. 51:38. They shall roar together like lions, they shall shake their manes like young lions. 51:39. In their heat I will set them drink, and I will make them drunk, that they may slumber, and sleep an everlasting sleep, and awake no more, saith the Lord. 51:40. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, and like rams with kids. 51:41. How is Sesach taken, and the renowned one of all the earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? 51:42. The sea is come up over Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. 51:43. Her cities are become an astonishment, her land uninhabited and desolate, her land wherein none can dwell, nor son of man pass through it. 51:44. And I will visit against Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he had swallowed down. And the nations shall no more flow together to him, for the wall also of Babylon shall fall. 51:45. Go out of the midst of her, my people, that every man may save his life from the fierce wrath of the Lord. 51:46. And lest your hearts faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land, and the rumor shall come in 1 year, and after this year another rumor, and iniquity in the land, and ruler upon ruler. 51:47. Therefore behold, the days come, and I will visit the idols of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. 51:48. And the heavens and the earth, and all things that are in them shall give praise for Babylon. For spoilers shall come to her from the north, saith the Lord. 51:49. And as Babylon caused that there should fall slain in Israel, so of Babylon there shall fall slain in all the earth. 51:50. You that have escaped the sword, come away, stand not still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. 51:51. We are confounded, because we have heard reproach. Shame hath covered our faces, because strangers are come upon the sanctuaries of the house of the Lord. 51:52. Therefore behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and I will visit her graven things, and in all her land the wounded shall groan. 51:53. If Babylon should mount up to heaven, and establish her strength on high, from me there should come spoilers upon her, saith the Lord. 51:54. The noise of a cry from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. 51:55. Because the Lord hath laid Babylon waste, and destroyed out of her the great voice, and their waves shall roar like many waters. Their voice hath made a noise. 51:56. Because the spoiler is come upon her, that is, upon Babylon, and her valiant men are taken, and their bow is weakened, because the Lord, who is a strong revenger, will surely repay. 51:57. And I will make her princes drunk, and her wise men, and her captains, and her rulers, and her valiant men. And they shall sleep an everlasting sleep, and shall awake no more, saith the King whose name is Lord of Hosts. 51:58. Thus saith the Lord of Hosts, that broad wall of Babylon shall be utterly broken down, and her high gates shall be burnt with fire, and the labors of the people shall come to nothing, and of the nations shall go to the fire, and shall perish. 51:59. The word that Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sarius the son of Nereus, the son of Mazes, when he went with King Sedecias to Babylon, in the fourth year of his reign. Now Sarius was chief over the prophecy. 51:60. And Jeremiah wrote in one book all the evil that was to come upon Babylon, all these words that are written against Babylon. 51:61. And Jeremiah said to Sarius, when thou shalt come into Babylon, and shalt see, and shalt read all these words. 51:62. Thou shalt say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place to destroy it, so that there should be neither man nor beast to dwell therein, and that it should be desolate forever. 51:63. And when thou shalt have made an end of reading this book, thou shalt tie a stone to it, and shalt throw it into the midst of thee, Euphrates. 51:64. And thou shalt say, thus shall Babylon sink, and she shall not rise up from the affliction that I will bring upon her, and she shall be utterly destroyed. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 52. A recapitulation of the reign of Sedecias, and the destruction of Jerusalem. The number of the captives. 52:1. Sedecias was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And the name of his mother was Amittal, the daughter of Jeremias of Labana. 52:2. And he did that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that Joachim had done. 52:3. For the wrath of the Lord was against Jerusalem, and against Judah, till he cast them out from his presence. And Sedecias revolted from the king of Babylon. 52:4. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and they besieged it, and built forts against it round about. 52:5. And the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Sedecias. 52:6. And in the fourth month, the ninth day of the month, a famine overpowered the city, and there was no food for the people of the land. 52:7. And the city was broken up, and the men of war fled, and went out of the city in the night by the way of the gate that is between the two walls, and leadeth to the king's garden, the Chaldeans besieging the city round about, and they went by the way that leadeth to the wilderness. 52:8. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and they overtook Sedecias in the desert which is near Jericho, and all his companions were scattered from him. 52:9. And when they had taken the king, they carried him to the king of Babylon to Riblath, which is in the land of Amath, and he gave judgment upon him. 52:10. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Sedecias before his eyes, and he slew all the princes of Judah in Riblath. 52:11. And he put out the eyes of Sedecias, and bound him with fetters, and the king of Babylon brought him into Babylon, and he put him in prison till the day of his death. 52:12. And in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, the same as the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came Nabuzerdan the general of the army, who stood before the king of Babylon in Jerusalem. 52:13. And he burnt the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and every great house he burnt with fire. 52:14. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the general broke down all the wall of Jerusalem round about. 52:15. But Nabuzerdan the general carried away captive some of the poor people, and of the rest of the common sort who remained in the city, and of the fugitives that were fled over to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the multitude. 52:16. But of the poor of the land, Nabuzerdan the general left some for vine dressers, and for husbandmen. 52:17. The Chaldeans also broke in pieces the brazen pillars that were in the house of the Lord, and the bases, and the sea of brass that was in the house of the Lord, and they carried all the brass of them to Babylon. 52:18. And they took the cauldrons, and the flesh hooks, and the psalteries, and the bowls, and the little mortars, and all the brazen vessels that had been used in the ministry, and 52:19. The general took away the pitchers, and the censers, and the pots, and the basins, and the candlesticks, and the mortars, and the cups, as many as were of gold, in gold, and as many as were of silver, in silver. 52:20. And the two pillars, and one sea, and 12 oxen of brass that were under the bases, which King Solomon had made in the house of these. Lord, there was no weight of the brass of all these vessels. 52:21. And concerning the pillars, one pillar was 18 cubits high, and the cord of 12 cubits compassed it about. But the thickness thereof was 4 fingers, and it was hollow within. 52:22. And tripiders of brass were upon both, and the height of one tripiter was 5 cubits. And network, and pomegranates were upon the tripiters round about, all of brass, the same of the second pillar, and the pomegranates. 52:23. And there were 96 pomegranates hanging down, and the pomegranates being 100 in all, were compassed with network. 52:24. And the general took Sarius the chief priest, and Sophonius the second priest, and the three keepers of the entry. 52:25. He also took out of the city one eunuch that was chief over the men of war, and 7 men of them that were near the king's person, that were found in the city, and a scribe, an officer of the army who exercised the young soldiers, and 80 men of the people of the land, that were found in the midst of the city. 52:26. And Nebuzaradan the general took them, and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Rabbatha. 52:27. And the king of Babylon struck them, and put them to death in Rabbatha, in the land of Amath, and Judah was carried away captive out of his land. 52:28. This is the people whom Nebuchadnezzar carried away captive. In the 7th year, 3,023 Jews. 52:29. In the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar, 832 souls from Jerusalem. 52:30. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan the general carried away of the Jews 745 souls. So all the souls were 4,600. 52:31. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Joachim king of Judah, in the 12th month, the 25th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach king of Babylon, in the 1st year of his reign, lifted up the head of Joachim king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison. 52:32. And he spoke kindly to him, and he set his throne above the thrones of the kings that were with him in Babylon. 52:33. And he changed his prison garments, and he ate bread before him always all the days of his life. 52:34. And for his diet a continual provision was allowed him by the king of Babylon, every day a portion, until the day of his death, all the days of his life.